Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. I'm thrilled to dive into a comprehensive stock analysis of SoFi Technologies, ticker symbol SoFi, today. If you're looking to understand this fintech disruptor and whether it's a potential addition to your portfolio, you're in the right place. We're going to break down everything from their business model to financials, valuation, recent performance, and much more. So, grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. SoFi Technologies has been making waves in the financial services space as a digital-first platform that's challenging traditional banks. They've got a mission to help people achieve financial independence, and they're doing it through a wide range of products. Think student loans, personal loans, mortgages, and even investing tools. Today, we're not just skimming the surface. We're going deep into what makes SoFi tick, where they're excelling, and where there might be some cracks in the armor. Stick with me as we unpack this exciting company step by step. Let's start with a closer look at who SoFi Technologies really is. Founded in 2011 and headquartered in San Francisco, SoFi, short for Social Finance, began as a student loan refinancing platform, but has since evolved into a full-fledged digital financial services provider. They operate through three main segments: lending, technology platform, and financial services. Their lending segment includes personal loans, student loans, and home loans, while the financial services segment offers things like banking, investing, and insurance. The technology platform, on the other hand, provides the backbone for their operations, including partnerships with other companies via their Galileo platform, a cloud-based banking solution. Under the leadership of CEO Anthony Noto, SoFi has positioned itself as a one-stop shop for millennials and Gen Z, targeting a demographic that's tech-savvy and often underserved by traditional financial institutions. With around 5,000 employees and a market cap of over $32 billion as of the latest data, they're a significant player in the fintech space. But as we'll see, size doesn't always equate to stability in this fast-moving industry. Let's dig into the numbers and see how they're performing. Now let's talk revenue. For the fiscal year 2024, SoFi reported total revenue of about $3.7 billionaires, a massive jump from $2.9 billion in 2023. That's roughly 28% year-over-year growth, which is impressive for a company at their scale. Breaking it down by segment, the lending segment remains the biggest revenue driver, contributing $1.48 billion, or about 40% of total revenue. The financial services segment brought in $821 million, while the technology platform segment added $395 million. Clearly, lending is still the bread and butter, but the growth in financial services shows they're diversifying their income streams, which is a positive sign for long-term stability. Geographically, the vast majority of their revenue, about $2.58 billion, comes from the United States, with just $98 million from non-US markets. This heavy reliance on the U.S. market could be a double-edged sword. It means they're focused, but also exposed to domestic economic swings. Overall, the revenue growth aligns with their CEO's target of 20% annual growth, as mentioned in recent news, and it's exciting to see them hitting those benchmarks. But revenue is just one piece of the puzzle. Let's see how this translates to profitability. Moving on to earnings, SoFi has shown some serious progress. In FY 2024, they reported a net income of $498.7 million, a dramatic turnaround from a loss of $300.7 million in 2023. That translates to an earnings per share of 46 cents on a basic level and 39 cents diluted. Compare that to an EPS loss of 36 cents in 2023, and you can see the trajectory is heading in the right direction. This shift to profitability is a huge milestone for SoFi, especially after years of losses as they invested heavily in growth. A key takeaway here is that operating leverage is finally kicking in, as highlighted in recent Zacks coverage. Expenses are stabilizing while revenues scale, which is a classic sign of a maturing business. However, I'm not popping the champagne just yet. Sustaining this profitability will be critical, especially in a competitive fintech space where customer acquisition costs can skyrocket. Let's see what management has to say about their outlook. Unfortunately, I don't have access to a specific earnings call transcript summary for the latest quarter to share direct quotes from management. However, based on recent news updates, we know that CEO Anthony Noto has been vocal about targeting 30% member growth alongside that 20% revenue growth for the coming years. This ambition was reiterated at a conference last year, as reported by 247waltz.com. It suggests management is confident in their ability to scale the platform, particularly through member acquisition and cross-selling their diverse product offerings. I'll keep an eye out for the next earnings call to bring you deeper insights into their strategic priorities. But for now, this growth focus seems to be a core part of their narrative. Let's move on to the broader financial picture. Diving into SoFi's financial statements, there's a lot to unpack. Starting with the balance sheet for FY 2024, SoFi reported total assets of $36.25 billion, up from $30.7 billion in 2023. Cash and cash equivalents stand at $2.4 billion, which provides a decent liquidity cushion. However, their total liabilities are substantial at $29.73 billion, leading to a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.32. That's not alarmingly high, but it's worth monitoring, especially given their current ratio and quick ratio are both at a low 0.17, indicating limited ability to cover short-term obligations without dipping into other resources. On the income statement side, their gross profit margin is strong at 74%, showing they're efficient in generating revenue before operating expenses. Net profit margin has improved to 14.4% in 2024, reflecting that shift to profitability we discussed. However, looking at cash flow statements, there's a red flag. Operating cash flow is negative at minus $1.12 billion for 2024, and free cash flow is also deeply negative at the same amount. This suggests that despite net income gains, they're still burning cash to fuel growth, a common theme for fintechs, but it raises questions about sustainability. Return on equity is decent at 8.9%, and return on invested capital is 3.22%, so they're generating some value for shareholders, but not at blockbuster levels. Overall, the financials show a company in transition, improving, but with risks tied to cash burn and leverage. Let's talk valuation. SoFi's current price-to-earnings ratio for trailing 12 months is quite high at 47.29, which suggests the market is pricing in a lot of future growth. Their price-to-sales ratio is also elevated at 7.33, reflecting a premium valuation compared to traditional financial services firms. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a forward PE of 212.117 for 2024, dropping significantly to 68.81 for 2025, and 43.9U for 2026. This indicates expectations of earnings growth catching up with the stock price over time, but it's still a steep multiple right now. Comparing SoFi to its industry, the financial credit services sector has an average PE of about 20.18, meaning SoFi is trading at a significant premium. Recent articles from Zacks and Forbes have questioned whether this valuation is justified, especially given concerns about equity dilution and crypto exposure. From a value investor's perspective, this stock looks expensive, but for growth investors, the high multiples might be acceptable if SoFi can deliver on its ambitious targets. Let's break down the intrinsic value in a bit, but first, let's assess their strengths and weaknesses. It's time for the SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, SoFi's record financial performance in 2024 is a big win. Turning a profit after years of losses shows they're on the right track, and their 28% revenue growth demonstrates strong top-line momentum. Their focus on a younger, tech-savvy demographic is also a strength, as they've built a loyal user base, evidenced by their target of 30% member growth. On the weaknesses side, negative cash flow is a glaring issue. Despite net income, they're still burning cash, which could limit their flexibility if economic conditions tighten. Their low current ratio of 0.17 also suggests liquidity risks. Additionally, their heavy reliance on the U.S. market makes them vulnerable to domestic downturns. For opportunities, SoFi's diversification into financial services and technology platforms opens up new revenue streams. Partnerships like the recent one with GoTo for dental professionals, as reported by PR Newswire, show they're expanding their reach. The broader trend toward digital banking also plays to their advantage. There's a huge market to capture if they can keep innovating. Finally, threats. Competition in fintech is fierce. Think Upstart, Affirm, and even traditional banks going digital. Recent Forbes coverage highlighted renewed worries about equity dilution and crypto exposure, which could spook investors. Market volatility, especially for high beta stocks like SoFi, with a beta of 1.93, is another risk. A broader economic slowdown could also hit their lending business hard if defaults rise. So, a mixed bag here, exciting potential, but not without challenges. Let's check out SoFi's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 2.8%, and over the past month, it's dropped 6%. Looking at a longer horizon, the 3-month performance shows a decline of 15.18%, which aligns with some of the negative sentiment from Forbes about potential downside. However, the 6-month return is up 20.3%, and over the past year, it's soared 58.25%. That's a strong recovery, and over 5 years, they're up nearly 40%, though that's more modest given the volatility in between. From a technical perspective, the stock seems to be in a consolidation phase after its yearly gains. There's support around the $24 level based on recent price action, but if negative sentiment persists, especially with concerns about valuation, there could be more short-term downside. For long-term investors, these dips might be buying opportunities, but I'd watch volume and macroeconomic indicators closely. Speaking of short-term moves, if we break below $24, we could see a test of $22. On the upside, resistance sits near $28. Keep an eye on these levels if you're trading. Now, let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if SoFi is over or undervalued at its current price of $25.80. I'm using a discounted cash flow model for this, factoring in their projected revenue growth of 20% annually as per management guidance, and assuming a gradual improvement in net margins as operating leverage kicks in. I've also accounted for their negative free cash flow in the near term, projecting a shift to positive FCF in 2026 based on current trends. Using a discount rate of 10% to reflect the risk in the fintech sector and a terminal growth rate of 3%, let's see what we get. After running the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for SoFi comes out to approximately $22.50 per share. Compared to the current price of $25.80, this suggests the stock is slightly overvalued by about 15%. Now, this is just one model, and intrinsic value calculations are sensitive to assumptions, especially growth rates and discount rates. If SoFi exceeds their growth targets or achieves profitability faster than expected, this value could be conservative. Conversely, if cash burn persists or economic headwinds hit, it could be optimistic. For now, I'd say the stock is priced at a premium, and cautious investors might wait for a pullback closer to $22 before entering. All right, let's wrap this up. SoFi Technologies is a fascinating story, a fintech innovator with strong growth, a clear demographic focus, and a recent shift to profitability that's caught the market's attention. Their revenue growth of 28% and net income of nearly $500 million in 2024 are impressive, and their diversification into financial services and tech platforms shows promise. However, negative cash flow, high valuation multiples, and competitive pressures are real risks that can't be ignored. My intrinsic value estimate suggests the stock is slightly overvalued at $25.80, but for growth investors willing to stomach volatility, SoFi could still be a compelling long-term play if they execute on their ambitious targets. What do you think? Are you bullish on SoFi, or do the risks give you pause? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. I'd love to hear your take. If you found this analysis helpful, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.